Sir?
You mentioned one thing you said that you stayed in person, tears came and you didn't get out until you knew that everything was paid for. If you open with you, I got up, so I waited until everything was paid for, I never get up. So can you help qualify that, please?
I think he's saying that the most important things got said, that he didn't walk away with regret. So I don't think he meant exhaustively, because you're right. You know, we would never stop praying. We pray for everything that we should be praying for. I would encourage you to consider prayer lists. You read any of the old manuals on prayer, they said you have to have a list. And that means you could break things off, break things up according to a week. You know, I do that with my extended family. When I was a pastor of a church, there were certain people prayed for on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And I could cover them in a week. And I thought that was a reasonable thing to do as a pastor of such and such church. So there's ways we can do that would help us to make it more manageable. My concern, I think this is a great question for a busy mom. It's like, you talk about a time and a place. Where am I going to find that? And I think that moms, that you have to especially appreciate that you might be in a season of life where we're talking about something pretty compressed. But husbands, that's where we can help our wives too, right? Make sure that we're doing something to give them that time where they can be alone with God. And for some of us, it means being very creative. I could walk you through situations in life, especially when I was single and certain jobs, where I had to go find a place where I could do this. And it couldn't be an hour sometimes. You know, it had to be much less than that. So I think it's, don't leave anything important left unsaid. You know, the important business. Need to get that done with God.
So I also have a comment. I also have a comment to make for that. I just said, my mom also told me how, whenever you pray to God, you give time to God, you always give it back. So, the more busy you are, the more time she's been praying, spending time for God.
That is very good. I don't know. Did you have something in mind? No, I don't have anything on the schedule. I'm sorry, I'm back. Now, Calvin says that, and there are several postures given to us in Scripture, and I think maybe one of the things to tag on to that, I think for some of us, walking is perfectly fine to take walks and pray, but some of us at some point need to be still and go to our knees or find that posture where we're not being distracted by anything. And some of us need that. There's some young boys who are totally incapable of that, and I understand that, that need to walk. And for some people, walking actually removes the distractions. But you've got to find that posture. There's several of them in Scripture, and so I don't think we need to find one. But I think that's a helpful comment. Wait, we're also still 11:15. Okay, sorry. Making up for the time when I went too short. So. All right. Bring your hands.